Business Theory, Module G, Unit 13, Activities 20-21. Credit Crunch.
We asked William Redford, a Financial Times journalist, what the credit crunch is about.
It's the expression we use for the financial crisis that hit the world in 2008-09.
So, when and where did it all start, Mr. Redford?
It all started in the United States. In the beginning, bankers and other lenders were doing well. Interest rates were low and cheap loans were available. They lent money and took on debt with no worries.
Well, if things looked so rosy, where did the black clouds come from?
Just a moment, and we'll get to that. In fact, lenders were doing so well that they had more money than the customers wanted to borrow. So they looked for new markets to lend to. They found the subprime markets. Subprime means people on low income and people with a poor credit history. In short, unreliable borrowers.
What did those unreliable, risky borrowers do with their borrowed money?
Many of them bought houses, and the banks took on new subprime debts. The lenders then bundled some of their debts and sold that to other banks and investors around the world. They said they sold mortgage-backed securities, and it seemed a good idea at the time, because they thought that house prices would keep on rising.
What happened next?
Then things started to change. The house market cooled, interest rates started to rise, and cheap loan deals disappeared.
How did all this affect people? And how did the banks and lenders react?
This meant people started to default on their mortgage repayments. Investors started to wake up to the risk. The party was over. Since people with subprime mortgages faced negative equity, the lenders could no longer guarantee that the loan would be paid back.
I'm starting to get the picture.
The banks and other lenders had to write off billions from their balance sheets. The cost of borrowing went up and lending became scarce. This made it difficult for money to flow around the world, and that was the credit crunch.
Thank you very much. That was really well explained.